When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, you guys. Welcome to the Inner Growth Podcast. I'm your host, Carolina. I hope you're having a beautiful day, and thank you so much for tuning in to today's episode. I am super excited to be chatting with you all today, and on today's episode, we're going to talk about the topic of being a mindful eater. I have been on a journey to become more of a mindful eater, and I have recently implemented a few different things into my life that have actually really helped me on this journey. And so I wanted to record an episode to share my tips and to dive into this topic because I think there are a lot of people who want to become more mindful eaters. And so we're going to dive into it. We're going to talk about it. So without further ado, let's dive into the episode. I will see you guys on the other side, and let's get growing. Mindful eating. Let's talk about it. Let's dive into it. I have a few tips outlined, so we're gonna dive into each one and go from there. So the first thing is, what is mindful eating? What even is that, right? So let's just quickly define what that means and go from there. So to be a mindful eater, what that means, at least to me, is to be present with your food and to be connected with your body while you are consuming food. And again, on this episode, I'm really not trying to leave you guys thinking that I'm a perfect mindful eater all the time. This is actually something that I'm working on. And I think a lot of people want to work on, because it's very common in our society for you to be kind of like going through your day and you're like out the house eating a granola bar, or you're like eating while you're working, or you are just rushing through your food and eating in like 5-10 minutes. So it's very common for people to eat this way and to approach food in this way. And becoming a more mindful eater is about implementing a few different things here and there that enable you to connect more with your body as you eat. And then as a result, just feel physically better and also mentally. And overall, I think it really just improves your relationship with your body and with food, at least it has for me. So the first thing that has been really big when it comes to becoming a more mindful eater in my journey has been taking more conscious breaths before I eat and while I eat. So in order to root yourself down to the present moment, one of the best things you can do is just take deep breaths. So something I try as often as I can before I start eating is to just wait like 1 minute before I dive into my plate and just sit down and take a conscious breath, and maybe in my brain just say like, I'm so grateful for this food, or wow, this looks so good. Oh my gosh, like I'm so excited to eat this. And taking a second, actually taking 3 deep breaths helps so much. And overall just signals to your body to enter a rest and digest response as opposed to being in fight or flight. And that way you'll be best able to digest the food, right? You're in a digest mode, but also it'll signal to your body that you're safe and it'll help you absorb the nutrients better and it'll help you be more present, right? We always say that one of the best ways to be more present in your life is to breathe. And that's why meditation is such a powerful tool and such a talked about tool that helps you be more present. And same thing applies to breath work. And so just tuning into your breath, and then as you're eating, also noticing like, are you eating really fast? Pause throughout your food and just be mindful of your breath as you eat. Now, the second thing is chewing more. The more that I'm mindful of my chewing, the more I realize that sometimes I'm just like eating so quickly and not really properly chewing my food. And in remembering to chew, this doesn't mean you have to make it into like a disgusting mush in your mouth, but try to chew your food a little bit more than you normally do. And while you're chewing, put your fork or your knife or your spoon down onto your plate so that you can just focus on chewing and on actually tasting the food that you're eating. By putting your utensils down while you're eating, you're also inevitably slowing down how fast you eat. And that, again, helps you be in that rest and digest response. Also, you're speeding up your digestion by breaking down the food in your mouth before it reaches your stomach and your intestines and your digestive system. So that's something that's really, really powerful. And what I have really noticed is that as I've started to slow down my eating and both take more breaths, but also chew my food a little bit more times before I swallow, is that I end up eating more slowly, as I said. And as I eat more slowly, I'm able to notice how full I feel as I eat. What I noticed that I was experiencing before is that because I was eating so fast and so quickly and never putting my utensils down, never putting my sandwich down and just constantly taking bites and barely chewing, is that because I would eat so fast, I wouldn't be attuned to my fullness cues throughout the meal. And then I would end my meal being so bloated and feeling like I overate. So if you're someone who feels really bloated after you eat, or feels like you end your meal and you're like, oh my gosh, I feel like I ate way too much and I'm like uncomfortably full, you might just be eating too fast and you're not giving your brain enough time to catch up with your body and with your fullness cues. So that is probably like the most game-changing concept for me. But with this, what's also really important is realizing that you're gonna have to sometimes not finish what's on your plate. And I'm someone who grew up with parents and with a family that was very much the type of family that was like, you need to finish everything that's on your plate before you get up and go do other things. From the time that I was a very little kid until I was like a little bit older. And this experience of having to eat every single little thing on my plate permeated into the whole rest of my life. Like, I'm always someone who wants to clean out my plate to avoid food waste and all these things. But even sometimes, because the food is so good, like it tastes so good, and I don't want to stop eating, but I'm not respecting my body in eating past my fullness or eating too fast or just finishing my plate to finish it. And so I've had to unlearn this idea that I have to clean out my plate every time. And I've had to learn to be okay with having a little bit of food left over. And over time, as you learn to listen to your fullness cues and to stop when you're full because you're eating a little slower, because you're chewing a little bit more thoroughly, and because you are taking deeper breaths while you eat and like actually sitting down and being like, I'm eating right now, is that you're also gonna figure out the portions that work for your body. So just to summarize, point number three is to become a more mindful eater, you're going to have to learn to respect your fullness cues, which you'll become more attuned to as you learn to take deeper breaths while you eat and chew more. And you're going to have to learn to respect them and to stop eating when you're full, even if that means there's a little bit of food left over. And tip number four can actually really help with this, which is start plating your food. A lot of the times where, you know, we're in a restaurant, we're sharing appetizers with people and we're sharing a bunch of different little plates. I love doing that when I'm out to eat with friends, or, you know, even at home, like if I made a few things and I'm sharing with Pedro, I love that so much. But when you don't put it on your plate, you're not allowing yourself to understand the right amount of food for your body. When you put the food that you're going to eat from those appetizers or those shared tapas or whatever on your plate, you're going to over time be able to understand how much food is ideal for your body, right? How much food that I put on my plate and how much food that I eat until I was full. And as you do this, you're going to be able to refine the right amount of food for you. And then when you go on to plate your food in the future, you're going to be able to put a more optimal amount of food for your body. And then you're not going to have to leave food in your plate as frequently because maybe you overserved yourself. Tip number five might seem simple, because it is, but it's basically try as much as you can to actually stop to eat your meal. Try as much as you can to avoid eating while you're walking or driving or watching TV, and sit on a table, sit on a chair, and be present with your food in that way. You know, if you're eating with a friend, you know, you can be in conversation and you can eat together. And then I feel like the three other things that sometimes we do while we eat is either we're like distracting ourselves with our phone, we're scrolling or listening to a podcast or listening to music or just doing stuff on our phone, working, or reading. And I feel like these are three pretty common ones. I feel like they're a little bit, in my experience, a little bit less bad than like if you're eating while you're driving or in motion, like while you're walking or eating while you're watching TV. But scrolling and watching TV are actually pretty similar. And so this is the one that's hardest for me because sometimes I want to just like read my book while I eat, or I want to just get some work done while I eat. So I do this sometimes. This is probably my biggest work in progress when it comes to becoming a mindful eater. But this is one of the best things you can do to become a mindful eater because you're very, very present with your meal if you eliminate these distractions. And a lot of people say that digestion starts with the eyes. So you looking at your food and basically signaling to your brain, oh, today we're eating Brussels sprouts and cauliflower rice and chicken and tomatoes and hummus. Your brain is going to signal to your body what you're digesting, and it just improves your digestion overall. And also, because you're more present with your food and you're more present with the experience of eating, you're going to be more aware of your body signals of fullness. Versus if you're distracted, whether you're scrolling, working, driving, etc., you might not be as attuned to that. Now, one of these things that actually I consider to be pretty relaxing and not as stressful on my digestion or my body, and an activity that doesn't necessarily hinder being a mindful eater as much when I'm alone, is reading while I eat. And I actually was talking to one of my friends, Andrew, about this, but when you're reading while you're eating, you might be able to take more pauses while you eat, right? Maybe you take a spoonful and then you read a couple of pages, then you eat another spoonful and then you read a couple of pages. So in doing that, you slow down how fast that you eat. Versus when you're working and you're driving and you're walking and doing all these other things, sometimes you end up eating faster because you're not taking conscious breaks. You're not putting your hands down to like pick up your book. So reading while I eat or reading while you eat might be like one of the exceptions that I think is actually sensible. But at the end of the day, truthfully, to become the best mindful eater, you would just be able to be comfortable with eating without distractions. Point number 6 is also about distractions, but more specifically about your brain. I learned about this in the book How to Eat, which is actually an amazing book. I haven't finished it, but I've read like 50% of the book. And one of the things he says a lot is that while you're eating, just focus on food that you're eating, what's in your plate, what you're chewing, etc. And if you're with someone else, on the conversation at hand and what you guys are talking about. But if while you're eating, you're distracted by your thoughts and you're over worrying and you're stressing out and you're thinking about your to-do list, you're not being a mindful eater. Because being mindful, again, is about being completely present with your mind in that experience. So if your mind is full of other stuff, of stressors and to-do lists and all these other stories and guilt and shame and all these things, you're not truly being a mindful eater. So bear that in mind. And then the last point, point number 7, is simple, but it's beautiful. And it's about gratitude. It's about looking at the food in your plate and thinking about, wow, so much has happened for this food to be on my plate. From the farmer that raised this chicken, to the supermarket that sold it to me, to the Subway that allowed me to bring this food home, whatever it is. There is a whole chain of processes that resulted in this food being in your plate. And there's so much to be grateful for. And so being grateful for that, being grateful for all of the different people who are part of the process of making this food available to you, but also being really grateful for how it was prepared, whether it was by someone at a restaurant, like the chef who works there, or yourself, and also being just grateful to have access to food itself. And then lastly, being grateful for your body being able to digest food and take nutrients from it, and for the act of feeding yourself and giving yourself fuel. So really tuning into gratitude as much as you can and being like, wow, like so amazing that I have access to this. So amazing that this food is in front of me right now. Like I have so much to be grateful for. And putting yourself on that vibration while you are engaging with your meal. So those are my biggest tips on how to become a mindful eater. I'm going to quickly recap them. Hopefully I can get them all in order. But 1, take deeper breaths while you eat and before you eat, to get yourself into that rest and digest. 2, chew more and slow down your eating. 3, respect your fullness cues and be okay with sometimes having to leave a little bit of food on your plate until you realize what the optimal serving size is for you. 4, plate your food. Put what you're eating on a plate so that you can learn about your body and figure out what it is that you're eating. Number five is eliminate distractions and try as much as you can to be really present with your food. Number six, also eliminate the distractions in your brain and the ruminating thoughts that come up and try as much as you can to be as present as you can with the food that's in front of you. And last but not least, tune into gratitude and realize that so much has happened and such a beautiful process has been in place to allow this food to be in front of you. And you have an amazing body that's on your side, that's giving you nutrients from this food, and just being grateful for food being your fuel and for being able to nourish yourself with it. If this episode helped you, definitely let me know. If you're watching on YouTube, drop a comment. If you feel inclined, definitely let me know on Instagram, or you can comment on the Spotify app as well. There's usually a little Q&A box asking you what you thought of the episode, so you can also comment there. And if it helped you and you think it would help someone you know, definitely send this over to them, share it with them, and spread the love. If you are also feeling inclined to support the show, definitely check out the show's sponsors. Support me in that way, or you can also leave a review on Apple Podcasts or subscribe on YouTube. Any of those ways would be amazing to give back to Inner Growth, and you can also follow along on innergrowth.co on Instagram. I love you all. I hope you have a beautiful rest of your day. I hope that you remember to water yourself and have an amazing rest of your week, and I will see you guys next week with another episode.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.